Through God's Son, the world was created. Through Mary's Son, the world was redeemed. It's a famous phrase from the great Saint Anselm, father of the church and bishop. Through God's Son, the world was created. Through Mary's Son, the world was redeemed. And today, we celebrate this solemnity in honor of the patroness of the United States of America. It is in reference to her Immaculate Conception, most often confused, in part, not in small part, due to the gospel today, which talks about the conception of Jesus. His conception, how it happened, is a miracle. As we heard, the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary. And so the fullness of Christ's humanity came exclusively and solely from her. But today we celebrate the conception of Mary, not Jesus. The way that Mary was conceived was not miraculous. It was through the union of Joachim and Anne, her parents. What was miraculous is that God preserved her from the moment of her conception from original sin. Macula in Latin means stain. It's a reference to original sin, the stain of original sin that is passed down from Adam and Eve to this very day, for which we have the sacrament of baptism. To call Mary Immacula means that she is without stain. The miracle of Mary's conception was not in the act, but in the preservation from original sin. She came from a father who was a priest in the Jewish faith, and it was believed then that infertility was an illness, and that it was also a sign, as all illnesses were, of God's disfavor with the sick person. The question was, what did you do wrong for God to punish you? The problem is that Joachim was a priest, and so it undermined his authority as a priest and a leader of prayer. What did you do wrong that God would strike you with this illness? And so Joachim and Anne, deeply desiring a child of their own, prayed incessantly to God for this gift, not only for the sake of his ministry and his credibility, but for the sake of life and goodness in fulfillment of God's command to be fruitful and multiply. Their understanding of life is the complete opposite today. Today, people strive for infertility through natural or unnatural means, and they think that this is a sign of health and prosperity. But our God is a God of life who celebrates the gift of life and blessed them miraculously with the gift of this daughter through natural means, through the marital union of Joachim and Anne, but in anticipation of the fullness of Christ's humanity coming from her, he would preserve her from original sin at the moment of her conception, applying the grace and merits of her Son and Savior Jesus Christ in the future at that moment, because God is outside of time. And so, as Blessed Duns Scotus, the great Franciscan scholar of the Middle Ages, would tell us, God, who is outside of time, took the graces of the paschal mystery of Christ in the future and applied it at the moment of Mary's conception, so that in receiving the fullness of his humanity from her, he would be the unblemished lamb, unstained, so that his humanity would be a perfect offering to God, united inseparably to his divinity from the moment of his conception, for the salvation of the world. Just as in the Passover meal, God required that a lamb be sacrificed that was unblemished, foreshadowing the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world, Jesus Christ, so too, in his humanity, he would have to be unstained by sin from his conception onward. By preserving Mary, we assured Christ of his sinless nature from the moment of his conception. And then furthermore, Mary's cooperation with God's grace would assure that, as at the moment of Christ's conception, which we hear in Luke's Gospel today, chapter 1, the angel Gabriel acknowledges her as full of grace, meaning there's nothing in her contrary to the will of God. And while this dogma was not proclaimed officially until 1854 by Pope Pius XI, it was held and believed for centuries, even as early as the 5th and 6th century in the East, and only made dogma to preserve both the perfect human nature of Christ that was sinless, taken from Mary, so that he could be the effective sacrificial Lamb of God for the salvation of the world. All the dogmas, the four of them, regarding Mary, preserve some essential aspect of the person of Jesus Christ that is essential to our faith and to who he is in his person, both God and man, two natures, but one person. It is through the Son of God, the eternal Word, that the world was created. It was through the Son of Mary, because of her preservation from sin from the moment of her conception and her cooperation with God's will throughout her life until the conception of Christ and beyond, that it would be through her Son that the world would be redeemed. The hearts of Mary and Jesus are inseparable. They are literally of the same flesh, 100%. This biological miracle that we hear about in God in the gospel today was prepared for and preserved by the conception of Mary through the dignified, holy, and sacred marital act of her parents, desiring the gift of life, praying to God, longing for a child, not just for Joachim's own dignity in society then, but for the sake of the beauty and gift of life they would bring about through their natural means, the conception of the greatest of God's creation. No one is more holy, more faithful, more aligned to the will of Christ than Mary, and no one ever will be. And it is she who we honor today as patroness of the United States of America, free from sin, from the macula of original sin, and faithful to God, free from personal sin. She stands as a model for us to aspire frequently to the sacrament of confession, to be washed clean of our sin, and to live faithful in conformity to God's commands, to remain sinless after the model and the example of Mary, our patroness, the Immaculate Conception. Through God's word, the earth and the heavens and all that exists was created. Through God's Son, through Mary's Son, we are redeemed. And it is she whom we honor today above all of God's creations.